music and
Blog Talk Radio.
Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healing expert, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, director of HealthyBabyBoomersNetwork.com, and Healing Through Love seminar leader. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter how old you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and way beyond. So today, I have the real pleasure of speaking with someone who is going to bring some excitement to the show. Her name is Andrea Adams Miller. She's CEO and founder of IgniteYourRelationships.com. She is a keynote speaker, having actually shared the stage with many celebrity speakers, including Jack Canfield from the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and Stedman Graham, businessman, and he's a noted friend of Oprah Winfrey. Andrea is a relationship consultant, author, and an award-winning radio show host of Sex Talk Live. And who doesn't want to know a little bit more about sex and love? Deemed by the media as the leading international authority on healthy relationships from business to the bedroom, Andrea has appeared often in the media, including such TV shows as PBS, CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, 2020, and such magazines as Time and more. And when I introduce her, I also wanted to tell us a little bit about where she is right now today. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Goodstone. I'm so glad to be with you guys. This is a really fun day, and I'm super excited to be with you.
Thank you. So we're going to start, but tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got to be this expert and how you're helping people. But even before you tell that, tell us where you are and what's going on, because that's exciting.
I will. I'm a keynote speaker, and I travel all over the United States and sometimes abroad as well. And today I happen to be in Las Vegas, actually out in Henderson, which is out in the boonies, it seems. But I'm in this beautiful exclusive hotel here for a mastermind event with one of my mentors, James Malinchek. He was featured on Secret Millionaire. But the really cool thing about being here is we actually are sharing the hotel with President Obama. So it's a really fun opportunity. I used to be in law enforcement, and I worked a detail for George Bush and Barbara Bush when they came through my hometown years ago. So I definitely know the ropes about what it takes to have security, both local, regional, state, and national security all around and all about, including some Air Force arms and all of that. So it's really fun to be here. It's a very small, intimate hotel, and so lots of interaction with the people who are here protecting our president. So it's really fun.
And you also warned me in advance that they could cut off your phone, so if that happens, we'll deal with it.
If it happens, that means the president's running past me because I am actually in the hallway that he travels to get to his private motorcade. So I'm in a little exclusive area here right now. So it's very nice
impressive.
And a great opportunity that they let me have this little niche here to be able to come and speak to you guys.
Thank you. All right, so tell us about your background and training and what led to talking about relationships and sexuality.
absolutely. Well, you know, it's really funny because it all stems back to law enforcement. And I said that's what I had done for that detail for President Bush years ago, a senior. So when I was in law enforcement, you know, here even prior to that, I was an only child. And I always describe that as a lonely child because it was just me and books. We didn't live where other kids were. And so when I found out that there was an opportunity to be in, like, service learning organizations and being of service to other people, I really found that was my niche. So I worked in corrections, where actually that's of being of service to other people. And in that scope of my job, I saw how people's relationships were just ugly, you know, as far as the distance, because they had purposely caused distance in their relationships and the separation from family and partners. And then I worked at the police department after that. And as a 911 dispatcher, I would take these phone calls from people in such distress because their lives and their relationships were just in shambles. So really from there, I realized that there was this really important niche that was being overlooked, and that's relationships. And I know you, Dr. Goodstone, you know, you, that's certainly your forte as well, is relationships. Yeah. And so for me, with seeing all of these ugly relationships, and I had this need or desire to help people find solutions to make them more healthy and to feel positive, and because I worked with 47 men, and I got to hear all these unbelievable fun stories, sometimes horrible stories, sad stories about their interpersonal lives as well, I knew that I needed to go back to school so I could focus and provide this niche that I was really good at. And so that's kind of how I started, first with helping people with sexuality dysfunction and disorders, and then gradually moving into consulting just for, like, their parenting skills and the financing skills. And the next thing you know, I was doing business consulting because I apply the same strategies for relationships to business as well. And that's kind of led me to here. Here it is, you know, all these years later, and my business keeps growing and expanding, all based on relationships.
Well, it's really good to hear where you're coming from, because so many of the people out there that I see talking about relationships are talking about this high-level type of relationship. You meet, you attract the perfect person for you, and you go into the sunset happy forever. And you've dealt with the reality of some really low-level type of relationships, and to help people who don't have it all together to get into wonderful relationships, to learn how to heal and really relate better.
Yeah, and it's really rewarding. It's so rewarding. And, you know, in fact, I even have couples who, you know, by the time they come to me, gosh, it's often too little too late. But we actually then find a new way for them to have a healthy relationship with them apart so that they still can connect, because they have children together and they had a life together. And so, you know, it's becoming to this impasse of being able to get along, maybe even better than they ever did, is really beautiful for their families.
Absolutely, but what I'm trying to say here is that because you've seen some of the worst situations, the most heavy and negative, you would not be so upset by some smaller things. For example, a husband or a wife looking on Facebook and flirting and stuff, you would probably be able to handle that with a broader perspective.
Yeah, definitely. So, definitely putting different things in perspective. And jealousy is something that I talk about with couples all the time. And, you know, is it real or imagined jealousy, and how to handle it, and how to strategize how you're going to react to things so that your reaction is fact rather than emotional or gut-based.
Right. As you mentioned jealousy, that brings up something for me about people that try to restrict their partner. Like, I don't want this person, don't be friends with this person, don't call that person, and then they're checking up on the phones, and how do you deal with that type of thing?
I'm really glad that you mentioned that. That topic comes up a lot on my show, Sex Talk Live. You know, I've been on the air for several years, and it's interesting how that's a reoccurring theme about people keeping tabs on each other. And I'll tell you, my overall guys or overall opinion on that, and of course there's different strategies when I work one-on-one with people, but simply put, you know, there's only a small percent of the population who actually wants to have sex with their parents. So quit being your partner's parent, because they're not going to want to have sex with you. I mean, simply put.
I think that is fabulous, and I might quote that.
You may.
Because that's exactly what it feels like, and the other person starts shutting down, and and it gets worse and worse. Oh, I love that.
You're welcome.
So I do know that people can be really embarrassed to talk about sex, and I happen to have started as a sex therapist and broadened out into counseling much deeper and mind-body therapy. But how do you deal with that embarrassment? How do you get people over it and get them talking?
You know, that's one of the things I've been very privileged to hear from my clients and the people I've come across and the audiences that I've spoke over all these years, is that something about when they talk to me about sex, like the shame and embarrassment just goes away. And, you know, and when I try to encapsulate what it is that's different about me from everyone else, you know, the things that other people perceive, as they said that when they talk to me, there's something about me that just as if they could tell me anything and there's no bias and there's no judgment. It's as if they could tell me their worst, darkest secrets, and I would say, tell me more about that. Are you looking to change? Are you looking just to confess? Are you looking for permission? What is it that you're ultimately seeking? Without any of that overwhelming sense of guilt or shame. And I think that's the greatest gift that I can offer to people, is that I'm just here to listen and to candidly figure out what it is that you're trying to achieve and to help you get that, regardless of what my personal beliefs are, because that's not what I'm bringing to the table. It's about them. And I think it's the one thing that they like about, and I'm sure you do this too, Dr. Erica, is that people want to be able to be all about them and not what they have to do according to society or their parents or their church or whatever it is. They want to know how to react to what's going on inside of them and their own gut and heart reaction to things.
It's really well put. And as you're talking, I'm realizing there's something very valuable about starting out as a sex therapist, because you deal with those deep issues that sometimes counselors and marriage counselors and psychologists have not dealt with, some of those deep sexual issues, and avoid talking about it. And that can add some shame, some sense of shame to a client, where it's not okay to talk about some of those issues. Because I know people have come to me, they've gone through lots of counseling and never really talked about those issues.
Oh, they don't come up all the time. I mean, I'm an educator as well. I work at two colleges, and, you know, when I meet people across the nation and internationally who are doctors and psychologists, you know, I'll ask them how much training they had in sexuality and reproductive health and so forth. And the hours are really, really limited, and so it's very difficult for clients and patients to be able to go to someone and be able to trust that they're in particular professional has had any background at all on how to deal with it. And so fortunately, people like you and I, you know, we've been seeking out training over and over again. Like I said, I'm at a training today, even though it's a mastermind. I'm investing in myself to increase my knowledge and my ability to learn more things from my clients continually. I've never stopped educating myself through books or audio programs or going to conferences myself or taking more college classes, because
right.
I want to make
and
sure
I
know everything.
The same that I just came from a three-day weekend. You can't help doing that, and that brings so much more to your clients.
Oh, yeah, and I totally commend you for doing that, because, you know, people who are leaders in their field are the people who are continually finding out more information so that they can excel for their clients, because we're working hard so they don't have to. I mean, I'm getting the information and summarizing it easy, and I'm sure you do the same thing.
That's funny. You're working hard so they don't have to. But they also do have plenty of work to do. And when they open up like that, sometimes it can be painful, but it's really important.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you right now. Have you ever been shocked by a sexual interest or a sexual behavior that someone presented to you?
I've been very fortunate to say that I have not actually ever had somebody come up with something or a new confession where it has totally shocked me. And part of that is because I've had training. I went to several sexual attitude reassessments, which is a particular training, in case your audience hasn't heard about that before, where they really throw different ideas and subjects up to us. So that way, if anybody were to ever bring them up.
They put a lot of pictures up, video.
So that way, and I've actually been to somewhere there's where people talk about their live situation, what they like or do or enjoy, and so you have an opportunity to have that shock factor happen before someone's in your office. Because imagine the humiliation or embarrassment or fear that you would have if you told somebody something new and their mouth dropped to the floor and they're like, oh my God, you do what? You know, that's not going to happen. You and I are never going to do that to anybody. We're going to be like, oh, well. And I've had people bring up things that I didn't know very much about, and then I always say, well, you know, I don't know very much about it. Tell me your perspective and give me a chance to do some research and find out more information so I have a better understanding so I can bring that back to you. And that really makes people feel good, too, that I'm willing to learn and know more about what it is about that brings pleasure and importance and value to their life.
And I also like to look at, when did this begin or how did this begin? Not that that will necessarily change it, but just for a person to have a full understanding and to not feel so abnormal and shamed by it.
Oh, sure. You know, and it's funny, too, now with the Internet, you know, for everybody who's into anything that seems interesting or odd, there's probably 100,000 other people who are into the same thing. Wow, you could start a club.
Right, on anything, almost anything. It really is amazing.
Yeah.
So you do. Tell me about what kind of work you do with clients. You do consulting, and what else do you do?
Yeah, I do the relationship consulting and business consulting so that that way they can really maximize their relationships together. I'm also a certified health education specialist, so I will talk to them about what else is going in their world as far as maybe their physical and mental health and find strategies for them to maybe overcome some challenges. Like I've worked with a lot of different cancer clients. You know, obviously cancer is hugely emotionally effective and the physiology of it being stressful on your body, but then all the taxing things from all the medication and the chemo and the radiation and the busyness of being at the hospital, it really interferes because they're so busy trying to live that intimacy kind of gets pushed to side. And so helping them live and really have quality of life while they're still able is really a key piece. And along with that is self-image and accepting your body if you've, you know, had your testicle removed or your breasts is removed and finding, wow, that this body is still sexy and beautiful and someone else loves me and wants to touch me and I want to experience pleasure is hugely key for people with anything like that that's a catastrophic illness like that.
And I also discovered something else, that the partner needs some kind of support because friend's husband, my friend has been going through cancer and her husband shared with me how difficult it was for him.
The caregivers is huge.
And he's losing, you know, what he wanted. He doesn't have what he needs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so debilitating on the whole family. I'm so glad that you reminded me of that because that is the caregivers is a huge piece as well. I even work with people who, have MS, multiple sclerosis, or cerebral palsy, who are trying to overcome maybe some physical limitations. I came up with a draping method with sheets to help facilitate and offset balance and body weight for off the partner who has the physicality or the challenge that limits them from being able to do the things they used to do before, so that the other partner is taking over a little bit of the weight or the movement to still allow them certain pleasure points or positions. And so it's just constantly thinking of new ways to model things and help them come up with ways to emotionally and physically be healthy, including biofeedback. I'm a certified biofeedback practitioner as well, both general biofeedback and pelvic floor specialist. So I'm a vulvo-vaginal specialist and a urogenital specialist for both men and women.
So what do you mean by that you're a specialist?
Oh, thank you. I always forget because I know what it means. I know what it means.
No,
so
are you doing physical therapy?
Well, I know
in
you're
that
doing
area?
It for your audience. Yeah, it's for your audience who may not know those words. It's knowing how the muscular system works within the pelvic floor from, you know, like below the navel and your reproductive organs and so forth, and how to make them healthier and how to know what's going on. So the equipment I have actually reads the electrical impulse from the muscles to see if there's lack of tone, if there's, you know, something miswiring or misfiring, and maybe if there's spasming that may cause some other like vaginal pain or anal pain and so forth, to help people release some of that stress and tension in the pelvic floor and maybe gain some ability to stop incontinence or to rejuvenate the vaginal floor so that they can have stronger, better orgasms and better erections as well.
Are you using biofeedback to do that?
I am, yeah. So sometimes we go through talk, sometimes it's... Sure.
Maybe explain exactly how the biofeedback works.
Sure. So the biofeedback works in a couple different ways. There's surface electromyography, which is a fancy poo-poo word, meaning that you measure what's going on, how a muscle is firing from the outside of the body on the skin. So like there's a pad on the skin, and it reads like the electrical impulse of the muscles. And then there's probes, so you can do an internal reading where it's a, I have one that's really small, like your pinky, that goes in the anus, and then one that's about like your index finger that's for the vaginal area. You put the probe in the bathroom and come out, so you're all dressed and I don't see anything. But then you do a series of like exercises or demonstrations for me with these probes inside with the pelvic floor, like squeezing and releasing. And we can assess how the health is of the pelvic floor to help you find solutions to have a better sexual life, to overcome challenges like incontinence, low desire sometimes even, and other sexual dysfunction and disorders like vaginismus, vulvodynia, different things like that. It's a
really powerful
method.
Really powerful method. I do a type of mind-body therapy so that the person is talking about their life issues while I'm working with their body to let down and let go. And there are many different ways, but it's real important for someone to have access to that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a beautiful method.
Mm-hmm. Instead of just taking medication, you know, not dealing with the issues involved. When you have tight muscles, there are reasons that also that you're holding it tight. There's tension, there's issues in your life. This is wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And same to you. And one of the things I'm so appreciative of you is that you have a radio show like this, because it really can't be enough information out there for people to, you know, be able to access it. And each person connects with somebody differently. So for you to provide this outlet for them to hear about new information to make their lives better so that they can have all they dream and desire is really commendable. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Because people don't know that there's so much out there. There's a lot of shame about even going for therapy. I still see it for any kind of therapy, that they want to get coaching to feel better, but nobody wants to say they want to go back and really work out some issues.
You know, one of the things that I found that's very helpful is when I tell them, you know, like, you know, let's think of our best ball players, football players, golfers. They all have coaches. They have multiple coaches. Shoot, my friend, James Malinchuk, who's my mentor, who is on Secret Millionaire, he's a millionaire, and he has multimillionaire coaches that are his mentors. So everybody I know that's successful in their life has more than one coach in different areas of their life, whether it's finance or personal or, you know, or whatever it is for their life that they need. So I don't understand why society has put, like, it's like shameful to get help for something that's your interpersonal relationship. Because if we want to be successful, that's what we want to do, is invest in ourselves so we're successful at home, so we can go out in the world and be successful there too. And so I really am making I feel it's like my social platform to get out there and let people know it's okay. Because, I mean, if Tiger Woods can hire a coach to help him with golf, and he's supposed to be one of the best golfers, why can't we, who are great lovers or great partners, want to be even better in our lives and invest in ourselves at home, especially for our partners and our children?
And when we're really having a problem, why don't we want to go get help? I mean, sometimes people don't come until their marriage is really at the end. And
yeah, they make my work hard.
They could have come so much sooner and really changed things.
I understand that, you know, that people put things off. And, I mean, I we all do in some area think, oh, I don't want to deal with this, I don't want to handle this, I want to put it off. But if we have that opportunity to nip it in the bud, you know, and get it early, it makes it so much easier and less cost-effective on your emotions, on your life, on your finances.
True. So I have something that you told me, that you talk about how different clients have different learning styles.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
This is really fun because when you think about it, everybody has a different learning style. Like I tend to be very visual, so even though I'm on the radio right now, I am walking and talking as if I have hundreds of people in front of me. So all of you who are listening, I am talking to you. I see you in front of me. And I say things like, I'll see you next week on the radio. Do I see anybody? No. But in my mind, when I'm talking or creating, I see images. And I am able to hear information and process it in pictures. Where other partners might need things written down. So maybe you tell them that you love them all the time, and then they say, well, you never say you love me. Well, maybe they need it written down. Maybe they need a post-it note or a card, or they need to, you know, to write it on the dirt on their windshield or a tattoo or something, because they need to see it. Other partners need to feel it. So maybe you tell them that you love them. Maybe you give them a card. But what they really ultimately want is 5 minutes of a really deep embrace before you go to work in the morning so that they can feel that you love them, because that's what they need. So it's learning your partner's learning style and being able to talk to them in the way that they learn and the way they process information. And so many of the times when couples come in, I find that they're disagreeing and then actually they're saying the same thing, but the one partner can't hear what the other one's clearly showing them because they have that disconnect.
It reminds me of something I just saw this morning. I brought my car in for the 10,000-mile checkup, and there was a TV on. I don't even know what the program was, one of these morning programs. And two women were arguing, and neither one was listening to what the other one said. You know, like yelling back and forth, and I was laughing watching it.
Well, and those are the programs that Jerry Springer does well, because you throw a chair in the mix and people finally stop and look.
Right, then they might communicate. But it
then
takes,
we can get a point to go.
It takes an understanding that you do have to pay attention and that the other person does have a different style.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A lot of people just will say, this is who I am, this is how I am, and they're not looking at how they're affecting the other person.
Definitely not.
So you seem, I think you have a new book coming out and a program. Why don't you tell us about that?
I actually have several books and programs. So when I first talked to you and told you, I'm not even sure which one that is, because I actually am a book publisher as well now, because with my business clients, by the way, I talk with my business clients about improving their business relationships based on dating relationships and sexuality, by the way. So let me segue to that.
So what do you mean
by
that? Explain that a little more.
Yeah, so in business, prospecting is like dating. You can't look for a new client pool if you don't know who they are or what you want in your life. So it's talking about the qualities of person you want to bring into your business and the quality of people that you don't want to bring into your business. So that way you know who your deal breakers are, because you wouldn't hire them to come into your business, the same as you wouldn't date someone and bring them into your life or in your bedroom if they didn't have the right qualities. And then with business, if you have a proposal, a sales proposal, it's just like the engagement proposal. And then, you know, ultimately for both, you know, there might be some commitment, whether it's a commitment ceremony or a marriage ceremony. You're committed to being in a relationship together for a very long period of time.
So
and then as we know,
this weekend, just this weekend, someone gave me a statement like, don't go into business with anyone you wouldn't live with or marry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely so. I love that. I recently heard, too, someone said, if you spend more than one night worrying about someone that you're not sleeping with, you need to fire them as your client. And
oh,
I like that. Yeah, and then so talking about sleeping with a client, when I talk about sexuality in business, that's the one thing that gets corporations like, excuse me? But when they hear what I have to say, they're like really impressed with it because they get it at a gut level. If you don't keep your business clients hot for your services or hot for your products, they start checking out the other businesses down the street with who are competing with you. And if they have better marketing or better publicity, you have business infidelity. And it's really hard to get that relationship back once that's happened. So it's how to keep them hot to begin with by stroking the business erogenous zones. So that's kind of all that works.
So we are starting to run out of time, so please let us know how listeners can get in touch with you. You have a lot.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I'd really love to give it. Right now I have a free chapter on my website that I'd love for people to have as a gift who are listening. My website is www.igniteyourrelationships.com. IgniteYourRelationships.com, and it's a free chapter on a new best-selling book that hit Amazon best-selling in 5 different areas, and it's on creating and sustaining real relationships with your partners, employees, clients, and vendors, which, by the way, are 2 buzzwords of yours, Dr. Erica. At the beginning, you talked about creating and sustaining relationships, so it really goes and segues with your program as well, and I'd love for people to have that, you know, best-selling chapter, so please go and receive that, and I'd be happy for you to read that and hear some follow-up on that. And then, of course, there, from there, you can see how to listen to our show as well, which is a compliment to Dr. Erica's.
Well, Andrea Adams-Miller, you are fabulous. I can see why you have gotten to where you are at, and your clients are really lucky to work with you. Thank you so much for coming today.
I'm truly blessed to be on. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and enjoy the rest of your day. So I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 and Beyond, or schedule a counseling or coaching session at drericawellness.com.